Welcome to Mississippi Insurance Matters, a weekly podcast of the Mississippi Insurance Department. Each week, Commissioner Mike Chaney will be bringing you up to date on what we're working on at the department, insurance issues that matter to Mississippians, or offering tips on how to protect your home and property from damage. Thank you for listening.
This is a weekly report for the week of May the 19th from the Mississippi Insurance Department. Monday, we began our week meeting with the Deputy Chief Fire Marshal Ricky Davis and members of his staff, where we had an informal lunch and discussed issues relating to saving lives and fire deaths in the state of Mississippi and how we could reduce fire deaths even farther from the 50% that we've done in the last 7 years. Mississippi once led the nation in the number of fire deaths per capita. We're down to the middle of the pack. Our goal is to lower it to almost zero, which may be impossible. On Tuesday, I drove with members of my staff up to Mississippi State University, where I handled a panel as a moderator for 2 hours on leadership in crisis. The basic subject is, what do you do during a catastrophic event? We were speaking to approximately 25 members of state government who are in positions of leadership when you have a crisis and how we should handle crises. Later in the afternoon, I participated on a government relations leadership call with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, where we discussed issues before us in Washington and make decisions on how we want to handle federal legislation. On Wednesday, we shot 2 30-second commercials down in Raymond, Mississippi. Very pleasant experience being there with Mary Tullis. We also got her on camera about volunteer firemen and what they mean to her community. Thursday, we started off the day with a breakfast meeting with a group of constituents. Later on in the morning at 9 a.m., I spoke at the State Fire Academy to the fire inspectors throughout the state. They greatly assist the fire marshals in all of their inspection duties and looking at cities and counties and public buildings to be certain that they meet the fire codes and the building codes that are required under the fire code. I later came back into the office and spent some time on rate making consideration on a webinar. On Friday, May the 23rd, I was back in the office catching up again on paperwork. I'll have lunch with some healthcare experts. I want to mention that healthcare takes a great deal of our time here at the Department of Insurance, where I used to spend a couple of percent of my time on healthcare issues. I spend now over 50% of my time, it feels like, on healthcare issues within the state. Of course, that's on everybody's mind, but most of that is due to the Affordable Care Act. It's a never-changing world. It's hard for us as regulators to comply to the Affordable Care Act. It just puts a real burden on the department, and we have received no funding to take care of some of these issues with the federal government. I would say to you, have a great Memorial Weekend. I'm a veteran myself. I want you to appreciate and remember that a lot of veterans who have given their life make it possible for people like me to make public broadcast and iPodcast over what we do for state government and to give us our freedoms of speech in this great country. God bless the state of Mississippi. Have a great Memorial Weekend.